Hey, what's going on, guys? So it's been about 6 months since I've done one of these, but I got some time to kill and I wanted to go ahead and do another one. So I wanted to go ahead and talk about a few topics today. The first one is Android Q. I've read all the articles, the XDA article, the Android Police article. I've seen all the tweets, all the YouTube videos. I've seen the hype. But I'm gonna be honest, I'm not impressed. I'm just not impressed because it looks like Android P. You know, like there's nothing, you know, there's not a signature feature in Android Q that's like, okay, this is what we're getting. This is the, you know, this is the new shit. You know, like with Android P, the new shit was the recents, you know. We were getting new recents. We were getting, you know, a new navigational, I don't want to call it system, but we were getting a new navigational option, you know. It was like, okay, cool. You know, now we got, you know, swiping gestures and stuff. Like, that's, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, I can't wait to use that. But with Android Q, it feels like 9.1. You know, like it, you know, like it doesn't feel like 10.0. It feels like 9.1, because from what I've seen so far, they're just removing the back button from the swiping gesture, right? From the gesture nav bar. And I kind of feel like, okay, so you can Izio. You know, Izio did that in Android P, so you know. It kind of stole their thunder, you know, in a way, because now I'm just not excited over that. Like, I've used it. It's neat. It's useful, but it's not, you know, there's nothing to write home about. It's not like, oh man, game changer. This changes everything. It, you know, it doesn't. The dark thing fixes. I'm kind of excited about that, but at the same time, we have a dark theme, so it's not something that I, you know, something that I haven't seen before. It's not like, oh my god, game changer, this is gonna, you know, this is gonna change everything. And I say I'm kind of excited because I do acknowledge that things are gonna be different from here on out, you know, once Android Q gets released and, you know, it's available to, you know, to us, things are going to be different in that their software engineers are going to be a little bit aware of, you know, things that shouldn't be hard-coded, you know, because like in the past, their engineers, in my opinion, gave zero fucks about, you know, about themes, you know, so they would hard code everything and anything they could. They gave zero fucks about it. And I feel like with Android Q and moving forward, they're going to be a little bit more aware of, you know, things like that, because their own engineers, their own designers are going to, you know, going to kind of police that. They're going to be like, Hey, you can't, you know, you can't hard code that stuff. You got to expose it, so we can theme it. And they're gonna be like, oh, okay, my bad. And they'll police themselves. And in doing so, it's gonna make it easier on us, because now we won't have to, you know, we won't have to do the annoying thing that we've done in the past, where we've had to fork over a repo and expose one or two lines in some random ass Java file and never touch that repo again. That was annoying. Like, you don't know how annoying that is to know that you forked over a repo just to change 2-3 lines, and knowing damn well you're never gonna touch that repo ever again. The whole point of you having that repo, the whole point of you tracking that repo, was just to do that, because Google decided, ha ha ha, we're gonna hard code this, because fuck themes. And I feel like that's gonna, you know, that's, you know, it's gonna be a thing of the past. Like, we're hopefully not gonna have to do that. So that's gonna be better for us. It's gonna be better for teams. It's gonna be better for everybody, for users, because, you know, you're gonna have a better theme now. You know, you're gonna see everything getting themed, because Google's finally gonna have 2 feet in on this. You know, in the past, I felt like they've always had 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, they didn't know what they wanted to do. They didn't know what they were gonna do. So I feel like now they're finally committed to this. You know, they're finally in it with us. So hopefully they have our back. We'll see. So yeah, that's the only thing that I'm kind of excited about. It's just the dark thing fixes. Everything else is, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see, you know, what happens with the developer previews. Maybe there's something hidden developer preview that, you know, that's going to change it up. Maybe they'll improve the navigational gestures and do a little bit more fluid. You know, I know that's been one of the biggest complaints with Android P. It's just people crying and moaning about how they're not like the iPhones. And to be honest, the iPhone's gestures are really smooth. You know, I've used it myself, and that's a legit complaint. But at the same time, I feel like it's a little bit unfair to compare that, because you're comparing apples to oranges. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the same. I mean, I know to users, they don't really give a fuck about that. You know, they don't really understand that you're comparing two ecosystems to one another. Two different programming languages, you know, two different worlds. You know, to them, they just kind of see it like, well, why can't Android be like iOS? You know, it's just, you know, just make a switch. But at the same time, this should be a little bit more smoother than they are now. Or at least change the implementation where, like, if you're going to go for the whole gesture thing, I feel like you're implementing it wrong, because you're keeping that same real estate. You know what I mean? Like, you're not making things easier. You know, you're keeping the same real estate that you have with the traditional nav bar, but you're just making it to where, okay, now I can just slide my finger. But it would be better if we could, you know, we can actually just use that real estate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if apps could draw on there, you know what I mean? Like, it would just make it a whole lot easier. I don't know. Just kind of thinking out loud. But the other thing I want to talk about is foldable phones. We've seen them on YouTube. We've read articles. There's a lot of hype surrounding them. But to me personally, like, I don't feel like I would use a foldable phone right now today. Like, if someone came knocking on my door and said, yo, here it is, my dude, this is yours, I wouldn't use it, because for one, I don't want a tablet. You know, I like the size of my phone. I like the size of my Pixel 3 XL is perfect. It's the same size as my OnePlus 5T. It's perfect. I like the screen size. I like, the body ratio, everything. I like the size. I don't want anything bigger than that. I feel like right now, the current implementation is just, you know, you either have a tablet or you have a phone. And most people don't want a tablet. Like, they want something that's, you know, they can still fit into their hands. And the gimmick around the whole foldable phone thing is just that, oh, look, you can multitask. You can edit your PowerPoint presentation while watching YouTube. Nobody does that. You know, if you're editing a PowerPoint presentation, you're editing a PowerPoint, you know, presentation. You're not, you know, you're not watching porn and editing. No, you know, you're not doing that. Nobody does that. The only time that, you know, that scenario becomes a thing is during keynotes and during YouTube videos, you know what I mean? Where you're just, you know, you're trying to pretend like, oh yeah, this is a real life scenario, but it's not. The average user doesn't, you know what I mean? Like, how many times have you used, you know, split screen in Android? I mean, I probably used it 2-3 times this year. I don't use it daily. I don't, you know. If I need a tweet, I go into Twitter. If I need to rant, I go into Telegram. If I need to call somebody, I call somebody. If I need to text somebody, I text. I'm not texting and watching YouTube videos at the same time. I'm not. And I don't know anybody that does. So I feel like the whole foldable phone thing, it's just not ideal, you know. It's good technology, don't get me wrong. It looks great from a distance. You're like, oh man, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. But I don't feel like it's ideal. I feel like what would be nice if, you know, if you can, you know, if you could fold multiple pieces, you know, to where it wasn't just two pieces, you know, that would be a little bit better, because somebody might want maybe a slightly bigger phone, like, you know, like they just want their phone to be a little bit bigger, you know. Maybe they have like big old, you know, fucking construction worker hands, you know, they got the big old Shrek hands and they just want something a little bit bigger because they keep on fat fingering things, and they just like, you know what, it would be a little bit better if this thing was just a little bit bigger. That would work out for that person. Or, you know, somebody had like little baby Trump hands and they just wanted something a little bit smaller, you know. They just, you know, they're a little bit overwhelmed by the size of their phone. They just want something a little bit smaller. They could just fold it back and boom, it's a little bit smaller. I feel like that would be a better implementation of the whole foldable phone thing. And then, you know, depending on the phone, like, let's say, you know, for me, I got two kids, so they're always wanting to, you know, hey dad, can I use the phone, whatever, because they're wanting to, you know, get on my phone, watch YouTube videos, or, you know, install some random ass game on my phone. For them, you know, they could take the foldable phone and, you know, flip it to a bigger screen. You know, they want a bigger, you know, screen to watch some YouTube video, or, you know, play a game or something like that. And, you know, for them it will work out. But then for me, I want it back to, you know, I want it back to Pixel 3 XL size. So I think that would work a lot better if, you know, if they had different panels, and you can fold into multiple pieces. So yeah, that's that's all I got today. I don't have anything else to really talk about. Let me know if you enjoy these. You know, one last thing. We've actually been thinking about bringing back, you know, doing podcasts with like multiple different, you know, multiple developers. And when I say we, I mean people like Serge, Nathan, I think Josh. You know, I was talking about it, Eddie. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, then sucks to be you. But for those that do, you know, we've been thinking about doing those. So maybe we'll make some time and finally do it. You know, we've been talking about it for about 2 months, and we're like, yeah, on Saturday, and then just Saturday comes and goes, and we just never do it. But we're coming, you know, we're getting close. We should be able to make some time here soon, and hopefully, you know, get one of those out. So that's it. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.